Sunday, November the 1st. The nurses are sick of me. However, the doctor says I must eat a bowl of cornflakes before I can go home. Until now, I've refused. My throat hurts too much. Monday, November the 2nd. The nurse came and forced a spoon of cornflakes down my throat. And before I could say anything, she told me to get out of bed and get dressed. She offered to pay for a taxi, but I told her I would wait for my father to come and carry me to our car. Thursday, November the 5th. Bonfire night. I can now speak a little. We went to a bonfire party tonight. Pandora took all her old comics and burned them. I burned the red phone bill that came this morning. We had lots of fireworks. Nobody was hurt. I locked up our dog in the house. Friday, November the 6th. There is a lot of smoke everywhere today. Friday, November the 13th. Pandora and I had a serious talk tonight. She doesn't want to marry me in 2 years' time. She wants a career instead. I was shocked. We said terrible things to each other. Tuesday, November the 17th. I went to visit Bert today, but he was with his girlfriend. She is called Queenie. My father is worrying me. Nothing makes him happy. Monday, November the 23rd. Had a Christmas card from my grandma and a letter to say they are cutting off the phone. 2 a.m. What am I going to do about the phone bill? I burned it because I didn't want my father to see how big it was. Pandora and I spoke to each other for hours when she was in Tunisia. I didn't realize it was so expensive. Saturday, November the 28th. A telegram, addressed to me, from my mother. It says, Adrian, stop coming home, stop. What does she mean, stop coming home? How can I stop coming home? I live here. They cut the phone off. I'm thinking about running away from home. Sunday, November the 29th. My mother arrived home with no warning. She had all her suitcases with her. My father threw himself on her. I'm now sitting in my room. I'm trying to decide how I feel about her return. Monday, November the 30th. My mother and father were still in bed when I left for school this morning. They are in bed again now, and it's only 9 p.m. Even the dog is happy that my mother is home. It has been smiling all day. My parents don't know about the phone yet.